Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk all about the top 5 ways to survive No Shave November. Did you guys know this was a thing, no shaving in November? Because my Gen Z staff is teaching me about No Shave November. I thought November was the mustache month where you guys grow mustaches to support men's health and prostates and stuff like that. But it turns out it's No Shave November. And that means, ladies, we don't have to shave our legs because it's cold out and we get to wear leggings and warm, comfy clothes and we don't need to shave. And that is excellent. It's good for your skin to sometimes take a break. On the one hand, shaving is an excellent exfoliation technique. Some people say that men's skin is better than women's skin because they have a lifetime of shaving, which is basically like low-grade dermaplaning every 3 days. So your skin, men are going to have thicker skin, more hair follicles, better circulation, and they do this dermaplaning shaving business every 2 or 3 days. So women, something to think about. But in terms of No Shave November, as the months are getting colder, some of you, if you're opting in, you might want to remember moisturizing. This is a great time of year to up your moisturizing game. I have top 5 ways to tell you to improve your skin's moisture level during these colder months. And I remind people it's most important to moisturize day and night immediately after water exposure. So for your face, right after you wash your face. For your body, right after you get out of the shower, or standing in the steamy shower is the best place to do your moisturization. Your skin needs extra levels of moisture during cold months because the air is drier, the humidity levels are lower. Look for the ingredients in your moisturizers and make sure they're packed with peptides and antioxidants, which provide hydration into your skin. Try my Daydream for your face, Night Quench at night. This is such a good regimen. It's my sexy all day long kit. I like the fact that it has ceramides. These are oil-based lipids that are essential for good skin barrier maintenance. I also enjoy using a little touch of our neck cream, which I use liberally on my neck skin. Your neck has very few oil glands, and especially during dry winter months, you're going to notice increase of neck irritation from turtlenecks, scarves, dry cold air hitting the neck. The neck is one of the most common problem areas for women. The face we take great care of, but the neck we tend to ignore. So for necks, we want to also use lipid-rich products. Remember not to put Retin-A on your neck. This is controversial, but I think that Retin-A on the neck actually worsens the dryness level of it. I think because it's an exfoliant, it's good. So you could use extremely low-dose retinol-based creams, but with caution, because especially when you sleep at night, your neck creases, bends, and those type of ingredients can be somewhat irritating and can develop and collect in the creases of the neck, making things worse, making more redness, making dryness, scaliness, crepiness. I've seen it happen that people think that Retin-A is great, so why not put lots of it on my, you know, my older looking neck? And it actually does the opposite thing. So for your neck, I recommend kill it with moisture. Add my neck cream, which has ingredients that come from Edelweiss flowers in the Swiss Alps. You don't see these flowers crinkling or crumpling in the snow of the alpine forest. They are looking beautiful. Definitely exfoliate. Use this time of year to examine your extremities. Look for keratosis pilaris as a condition that happens when your skin develops thickening of the skin around the hair follicles with a mild inflammatory component. And you can get kind of rough chicken skin, those little bumps on the back of the arms and the back of the legs. This is a great time of year to treat that. I use glycolic acids. I recommend glycolic peel pads for these areas, as well as glycolic acid wash and scrub and glycolic lotions. That's the best way to get rid of keratosis pilaris. It's a tongue twister, all right. When you use glycolic acid, it's a 20% treatment. 20% glycolic acid removes dead skin sitting on the surface. It helps these bumpy areas to softly smoothen out. And using a loofah or something like that afterwards is also so beneficial. So check your extremities. Look for irregular, discolored skin lesions, anything that could be suspicious for skin cancer. Look for folliculitis. Do you have ingrown hairs? Do you shave too close in the bikini area? This can give you folliculitis with improper shaving techniques and dirty razors. And also look for keratosis pilaris. These are all things that we can work on. Folliculitis, number three tip here. So number one was moisturizing day and night and trapping the moisture in when you get out of the water. Number two was don't forget about the rest of your body, using a body lotion, something with retinol basis to improve skin. And also we talked about the neck. Number three is watch out for folliculitis. That's this condition where your skin develops inflammation. If you look directly at the hair follicle, wherever the follicle exits the skin, you can have bacterial infection that can lead to pustules near the follicle. You can have redness and irritation, tenderness and inflammation. Folliculitis happens commonly on the neck when guys are shaving, usually dirty razors, usually poor shaving techniques, usually not prepping the hairs. We want the hair to be moistened. We want to apply like even a steamy towel to the beard area. We want hair follicles to plump up and stick. We want the hair itself to stick up straight vertically through the shaft, and pre-treatment with warm steamy wash, a steamy washcloth, as well as an exfoliating scrub is a great way to prepare for a shave. And then using a good gliding shaving soap or shaving solution. And then after that, maybe even switching to a shaving cream, something thicker and richer that makes the hair stand up vertically and helps the hair follicle to have more contact points with the razor. And then using a sharp, fresh razor, so important. Oftentimes you use a razor that's been used 20, 30 times before you even think about changing it. Really, we need to use them. We need to change the razors much, much sooner. In surgery, we change the blade every single time we cut. If I'm doing hair work, we really often change those blades. So think about fresh lasers. Those are all ways to reduce folliculitis for the male beard. And similarly for women, when you're shaving areas like legs, bikini area, it's the same. You want to do a little bit of skin prep with exfoliation. You want to do a warm, steamy towel to plump up the hair at the root and help it stand up vertically. And then you want to shave in one direction, typically against the grain of the hair growth. And those are the things that help improve folliculitis. Post-treatment, you want something that shrinks the hair follicle, so applying a cool towel is helpful, as well as sometimes even topical antibiotic if you're prone to infections is beneficial, and a soothing treatment like our Deep Blue Hydration Serum is excellent. Number four or five, I think we're already on five practically, is to incorporate serums into your skincare routine. I know some people who have oily skin think that serums are bad. That is a myth. People with oily skin benefit the most from serums, and serums are usually water-based, and so if you have oilier skin type, using a serum is going to be one of the best things you can do to prevent oil congestion, breakouts, and excessive sebum production. So I think serums in the wintertime are excellent. It helps you layer on products and trap in antioxidants and nutrients without being too greasy. Our triple shot serum is excellent. It has ingredients that eliminate redness, green tea, vitamin C, resveratrol, one of the most potent antioxidants out there. I definitely think serums should be part of the winter skin regimen. And last but not least, using a humidifier. Don't forget that adding a humidifier at night or in the middle of your skincare routine is a really excellent way to just make your skin feel saturated, happy, and improve the pores, the texture of the skin, and the skin barrier surface. Going into a steam room is an excellent idea. If you don't have a steam room available, use a bowl of water. You just take your tea kettle, boil some water, pour it into a big bowl, put a towel over your head, and give yourself a nice steaming. The pores will love it. The respiratory system and sinuses love it. And it's so beneficial to just get that deep cleaning like once a week. What a nice winter regimen to take off your makeup and all of the gunk that we put on our faces and the pollution. Once a week, do a deep steam cleaning of your skin, or sleep with a humidifier at night. That's also excellent to do. When people have the heat on and they are using so much dry heat to improve the temperature of the home, it's actually going to worsen your skin because that dries you out unnecessarily at night. So I love a humidifier for bringing moisture into the bedroom. You spend 30% of your time in the bedroom. with your sleeping hours, 8 hours a day out of a 24-hour day, that's 30% of your day in the bedroom. So make sure your bedroom environment is conducive to good skin with a humidifier, with the blinds fully drawn so you can sleep in a blackout situation with not too much electricity going and not too many, you know, sensors and lights going off. And use a dense, lovely moisturizer at night. I think an oil-based treatment is great for older skin, something with the lipids, peptides, and ceramides. We talked about our Night Quench being an excellent one. That one is soothing. And I think layering that on before you go to bed is a perfect way to allow ingredients to penetrate. Nighttime is your healing time and skin regeneration time. So those are my top five ways to survive No Shave November. We talked a little about shaving. We are so excited to see everybody coming into the office with beards on, No Shave November, ladies letting their leg hairs grow. Let's be free. It's No Shave November. Remember to moisturize. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my top tips for your skin, hair, neck, everything, all the products that we talked about. These are physician-grade ingredients, and I think you're going to see dramatic changes in your skin, even if you just try them for a month. You got to take my word for it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.